Okay, now let's dive into this first module. Let's take a look at what you really want in your life, what you want to get out of your life, and that you're not experiencing yet. Times are changing rapidly, and the way we used to find fulfillment in life, it's not the same anymore. That's not current anymore. You probably know that by now that the perfect job or your relationship or winning the lottery, that's not really what you came here for, right? And not that there's anything wrong with having that. I think it's great. I mean, let's have it all. But there's more. There's better. There's more expanded. And there's more about embracing the bigger expansion and experiencing more peace and deeper love, a deeper sense of fulfillment that is not just physical. It's kind of there's something that longing we're going to connect with that yes, that's comes from a much deeper place. So if you feel empty and unhappy in your life, even though you may have a really good life, that is probably because these outer things are not fulfilling anymore. They may be satisfying, they may be great, but they're not fulfilling anymore. Can you relate to that? So instead, you're beginning to feel this, can we call it a stirring inside of you for more, right? Deeper love, more meaningful fulfillment, more inner alignment, more inner aligned purpose. And this kind of purpose and fulfillment, that can only be found in the depths of your heart or in your soul, in your longing. I can call it in your alignment with the divine inside. And this feeling of emptiness or unhappiness, it's often called divine discontent in spiritual writings. And it is a sign that you want to evolve and expand out of your ordinary life. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you feeling that, which we often feel in the beginning because we don't understand it. But what does it mean to align with the divine? Ultimately, what we really want in life is that divine connection or that alignment, but we don't know that until we actually connect with it. We're like little lost souls longing for something that we barely know what is. And this divine connection is lying dormant under all the rubble and under all the rubbish of the world. And if you're like most people, you have probably been looking outside of yourself for this fulfillment, but probably not with a lot of relief. Maybe a temporary satisfaction or relief, but rarely is it lasting unless it's connected to that divinity inside, that energy. And the purpose for being here on this planet lies inside of you, underneath all the areas where you have compromised your own truth. Lack of self-love. I talk a lot about self-love in my work because it's just such an important piece. And I would say that lack of self-love, that is when you compromise your own truths, your own wisdom, your own values, your own vision, your own longing, and of course, compromising what truly matters to you. You know, it takes courage to suddenly turn around like that and love who you are and trust what you know and not compromise anymore. It's taken me a long time, and I would say it's an ever-evolving experience or expansion. So really, I want you to understand that this deep longing for something better is not wrong, no matter how amazing your life may look right now. It is not wrong. It is the divine insight stirring in you, wanting to expand into a bigger, more conscious version of herself. And this longing or this energy that you may feel in there, it has to do with true desire. And I talk a lot about desire because many years ago, I had a lot of insight during a meditation one day about what desire really is. It just came to me like that. And for most of us, we've learned to believe that having a desire, it's bad or selfish or unspiritual, right? Because that's what we've learned in a lot of the spiritual teachings, that desire is something that we should be getting rid of. But here's what I was shown in this meditation. I was shown that the real meaning of desire and the real origin of desire is this. The first part of the word, D-E, that actually means from or of. And then the last part, sire, that comes from father or stallion or king or originator. So desire, what I was shown, it comes from the divine. And the energy that I felt from this revelation was amazing. And it was just a whole opening into realizing what I used to think was bad and that I tried to suppress was actually an energy coming from the divine, wanting to expand and express herself in a new way. So since then, desire has always been my close friend, because I know that the deep desire in my body and in my heart and my soul, it comes straight from the divine. And it is her way of guiding me to fulfillment in this dimension, guiding me to express her energy, which can only be good. And you may notice that I often talk about this energy as she and her, as the feminine, because that is simply how it relates to my inner divine feminine, who's been coming back online from the inside. And of course, it's all supported by the divine masculine too. They're not separate, but they're beginning to align in harmony. And the divine feminine has been so suppressed and held back that it feels like there really is an energy coming through that where it's going to start harmonizing and balancing out what has been out of harmony and out of balance. And in today's module, I want to invite you on a little journey where I'm going to guide you into your heart's longing and help you connect with what really matters to you. And you'll find this meditation separate in the next recording of this module. But I want to first do a little introduction to it. So before you go there, I want you to know this. If you don't experience anything or feel anything or are not in touch with anything that you really want, please don't worry. The bottom line is that we always want something. And most of us, or most of the time, we don't think about it. And we're not aware of it. And somehow we may just suppress it because that's what we're used to. That's what we've been conditioned to do, to ignore what we really want. And if you have suppressed your deepest desires for a long time, you know, maybe even your whole life, don't think that one little meditation will make it all reveal itself to you right away. I mean, it may, it happens for sure, but if it doesn't, don't worry about it. You may be somebody who has a strong default mode to suppress your longing, and you may not even be aware of that. So this is all normal. There's all levels of awareness, of consciousness and unconsciousness, and we just need to meet each level, each part at a time. So this is all normal. There's no right way. There is your unique way as you start becoming aware of what you become aware of. So please don't worry if it doesn't all unravel right away. You know, maybe you will start realizing first that you are so used to suppressing what you want. And that in itself is a huge revelation, because a moment before you didn't even know you did it. That means that you would never be able to find out what you really want, because the default was so strong. And again, I see this so often. That's why I'm sharing it here with you. And I want to just take, you know, the fear or the worry out of this, that this is okay. It's okay. Just notice what you notice. And like I say, you know, we want something all the time, whether it's chocolate or French fries or hot or cold, and all these things. And it is just as important to look at the small things like these that may seem insignificant, but what we are going after is the feeling. What does it feel like when you want something? That's what you're after. So don't worry whether it's wine or French fries or chocolate or whatever. Just, you're going to start going to the feeling. How do you know that you want this? And that's how you start meeting every layer. And eventually, you'll meet the next layer and the next and the next. And they will just start showing up by you just allowing each one, just like you're going to learn here. And eventually, the bigger and deeper longings are going to be available to you to be felt and to be experienced too. And also, another important piece that I want to just bring up here, that for most people that I work with, it's very common to know what they don't want. We want to eventually turn this around and focus on what you do want so you can create it. But if the only thing that shows up for you now is knowing what you don't want, just start there. It's perfectly fine. That's the perfect place to start if you can't access what you do want. Because there's still a feeling inside, right? You say, I don't want that. That indicates that there's something else you want instead, but you may just not know what that is. So any experience that you have is the perfect place to start. In this meditation, it's important to open up to feeling in your body what feels good. You may have a thought about what you want. You may not quite know the feeling, but I guarantee you that there will be a feeling connected to it. That's why you want it, and it's a feeling that's going to feel good. So those are all things that we're going to be exploring. And we'll go to much greater depth in the following modules. But for now, in this meditation, in this module that's coming up next, just do your best. Just do your best. Doing your best is always good enough. It really is. It's not just a cliche. It is really, really true. So just do your best and feel what you feel. Don't dismiss anything. Just be open to whatever shows up as your next petal in a flower or your next layer that needs to be met by you. And then once you have met it, then the next layer will be available. Okay? So when you're ready for the meditation and when you can listen to it undisturbed and without multitasking for sure, just go to the next meditation. Okay, enjoy.